let's turn now to another major move by the federal government, this one from the Food and Drug Administration, which announced new guidelines this week on the use of antibiotics on livestock farms. The FDA says approximately 80% of all antibiotics sold in the U.S. are used on farms, and health officials say that's contributed significantly to the rise of antibiotic-resistant microbes. Now, farmers use antibiotics to treat sick animals and prevent disease, but they also use the drugs to make animals grow faster. The new FDA rules ask drug companies to change product labels so farmers can't use the antibiotics to promote livestock growth. Democratic Representative Louise Slaughter of New York, however, says that the FDA's move falls woefully short of what is needed to address a public health crisis. Let's check in now with a farmer, Dr. Craig Rolls. He's a veterinarian and a pork producer with 8,000 sows in Carroll, Iowa. And Dr. Rolls, until now, farmers, I understand, could get antibiotics pretty easily, even over the counter at a local feed store. Under these new guidelines, that might not be possible. So how much is this going to change what they do?
Yeah, there will be changes for producers. I think first it's important to understand that antibiotics are broadly categorized for use in four different areas. For the treatment and prevention and control of disease, and for the purposes of nutritional efficiency or growth promotion. And in the past, when these antibiotics were first produced, the FDA regulations were that if a producer could understand and read the directions, they had the opportunity to use that product without necessarily a strict veterinary oversight. On the other hand, the pork producers groups over the years have strongly encouraged producers to utilize veterinarians in their decision-making process for how antibiotics should be used. And so the changes that are coming will simply more formalize that relationship that probably exists anyway and will provide documentation for that antibiotic use.
Give me a sense as to how farmers are going to comply with these new regulations, because there is some concern that because they can still use antibiotics for disease prevention, people are worried that's a loophole, and farmers will just say, I need it for disease prevention, even though they might still be using the antibiotics to fatten up their livestock.
When you're talking about prevention, that means that the compound that's identified and the way it's used has been identified for a specific disease, for a specific purpose. And a veterinarian has to be involved in that process. And so the concern that there's an alleged loophole here, I think, is unfounded.
I don't know if you've had a chance to talk with a lot of your fellow farmers. Are they happy with these new guidelines, or are they do they have some concerns?
Well, the concern would be, from my perspective, the producer that lives in an area that is underserved by veterinary medicine, that there could be some burden associated with getting somebody out there to have that relationship. And so in terms of adapting to these rule changes, we'll make that adaption. We will follow the rules. We should all be concerned about the issue of antimicrobial resistance. And we want to make sure that our customers understand that we take all of our role in terms of food and food safety very strictly and importantly.
A lot of people are still concerned that because farmers will be able to continue to use antibiotics for preventative reasons, that it doesn't actually really get at the problem of this emerging drug resistance that we're seeing amongst deadly microbes. For example, I'm seeing that Gail Hansen, who's a doctor of veterinary medicine and a senior officer with the Pew Charitable Trusts, she wrote in the Los Angeles Times that antibiotics are used on farms to compensate for the overcrowded conditions on those farms. Do you think that farmers have a concern that if any reduction in antibiotics is going to force them to change how they actually raise their livestock?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's a common misconception that you hear stated that animals are commonly crowded into crowded, unsanitary condition, and I would welcome you to come to my farm, and I don't think you would see that to be the case. Antibiotics are just one of the tools that we use to keep animals healthy.
Dr. Rules, I don't question at all how you run your farm. I'm sure it's run very well, but certainly there has been extensive coverage of extremely large farms, livestock farms, those factory farms where tens of thousands of animals are together in crowded conditions, in pens where it is very easy for diseases to be transmitted from animal to animal. And in fact, it's kind of presumed that that's going to happen. I mean, that's been fairly well documented.
I don't think that size necessarily matters, whether you're big or small. The application of an antibiotic when pigs are sick is an appropriate tool at that time. And I guess I would challenge that thought process that we are not producing animals in a safe and wholesome fashion.
Well, let me finally ask you about, I mean, you're a veterinarian and a farmer, and you said a little earlier that you too share this concern about drug resistance. Do you think that perhaps the FDA should go even further and say that antibiotic use on farms should be limited exclusively to when animals are sick and not for preventative reasons at all?
The issue of antimicrobial resistance is really a broad and complex one. And we as veterinarians and producers, we know when we need to target those tools. And oftentimes in a group of animals, if you wait until you see the disease already start to occur, you're sometimes too late to give an appropriate therapy. And so prevention is an important part of that therapeutic treatment when it's appropriate.
Well, that's Dr. Craig Rolls, a veterinarian and pork producer in Carroll, Iowa. Dr. Rolls, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.